over the next 6 days. Let's all work together, and we'll take a journey to break free from the usual way of doing things when it comes to your health. Every single day, I'm going to share with you some stories and strategies. These are going to help you heal injuries, get off of those unnecessary medications, and set yourself up for that beautiful, long, fit, healthy, and happy life. We're going to dig into actually what works for wellness, which often goes against the mainstream ideas out there. I'm going to guide you to take back control of your well-being so you can live with more energy and less limitations as you age. You know, it's really time to rethink what's possible for your health. So let's get after it. Here's day one. When health becomes a box-ticking exercise. Have you ever walked out of the doctor's office and you're feeling just like a number? A checklist completed, maybe a box ticked off. That happens way more than it should. This is an era where the prescription pad triumphs over personal narratives. Many of us are left wondering if there's a piece missing from the puzzle of optimal health. What if I were to tell you that piece might just be on your plate? The modern medical model often feels like it's on autopilot. Think about this. Symptom A leads to diagnosis B. Diagnosis B leads to prescription C. Prescription C leads to prescription D. But in this streamlined process, crucial elements of our healthcare are overlooked. And the number one that's overlooked is nutrition. The factors that influence our well-being, what we eat, reign supreme. Yet, all too often, diet and nutrition are relegated to the sidelines. They're overshadowed by quicker, seemingly simpler pharmaceutical interventions. This oversight begs the question, are we missing out on the most basic yet profound health solution available? I'm going to introduce you to Jamie. Jamie discovered that his constant fatigue turned out not to be a symptom of underlying disease requiring medication. Instead, it was a wake-up call from a diet high in processed foods and sugars. He changed his diet to whole foods and balanced nutrition, and that painted a new picture of health, vigor, and vitality. Jamie just changed on his own. He didn't do it under the doctor's guidance. And Jamie's story isn't a miracle. It's a testimony to the transformative power of nutrition. And that's a power too significant to ignore. In a healthcare system that often downplays the role of what we eat, it's really time to bring nutrition to the forefront of the conversation with your healthcare provider, with your doctor. Here's some ideas. Maybe you ask your doctor questions like, is there any chance my diet may be affecting my current health condition? Are there any dietary changes you can recommend that could possibly improve my well-being? Hey, doc, can we explore nutritional approaches alongside, or maybe even better, instead of medications? These questions could potentially pivot the conversation towards nutrition. It's spotlighting its critical role in our health and enabling our physicians to provide personalized dietary advice tailored to your specific need. You know, if your doctor doesn't want to discuss nutrition with you, it might be time to seek a partnership that recognizes the role of diet and health. Let me tell you the truth. Food influences our health more significantly than any pill can promise or deliver. You know, in most instances, dietary adjustments can reduce, and I think usually eliminate the need for medication for those prescriptions. Your health is more important than a series of checkboxes on a medical form. I really want you to listen to that. Your health is more important, much more important, than a series of checkmarks on a medical form. It's a complex interplay of lifestyle choices. And you know, the chief among those is nutrition. Granted, your path to optimal health is multifaceted, but it's grounded in the simple impact of the foods we choose to eat. We advocate for a healthcare model that values dialogue over diagnosis and nutrition over quick fixes. I want you to remember as you go forward, you have a voice in your health journey. Let that voice resonate with questions. Don't just accept. Ask questions about nutrition, lifestyle, and overall well-being. And again, if those questions go unanswered, if your doctor isn't willing to discuss them with you, maybe consider it a sign that it is time to find a healthcare provider who listens to you. One that understands that sometimes the best prescription is on your plate. So here's the holistic approach to health, where nutrition is not just a footnote, but it becomes your foundational pillar. So let's work together. Let's pave the way for a future where wellness is cultivated at the dining table as much as in the doctor's office. Until I talk to you tomorrow, move well, stay healthy, be happy, live every single day with passion. And come on, let's open up our mouths and ask our doctors why. Talk to you tomorrow.